This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, police on the lookout for a dangerous escaped inmate. KRDO News Radio's Chelsea Brinsel has more.
He was charged with attempted murder of a police officer and assault. Teller County Sheriff's Office says he fired several rounds at deputies and officers before escaping into a wooded area. He was sentenced on Monday to 34 years in prison for those charges. Teller County deputies declined to say how Caldwell escaped, but we do know that it happened during his work shift inside the jail around 3 this morning. We are told there is an active investigation to figure out how Caldwell was able to get out of the jail. Now, the manhunt is ongoing at this time. The Teller County Sheriff's Office says if anyone has any information about his location, to contact them immediately.
That's KRDO News Radio's Chelsea Brinsel. The Teller County Sheriff's Office identified the inmate as Chauncey Ray Caldwell. Caldwell was arrested in November of 2020 after leading several departments on a lengthy pursuit near Cripple Creek. On November 21st, 2020, he fired several rounds at deputies, officers, before escaping into a wooded area, eventually caught, thrown into prison. Now he's on the loose. You can see a mugshot on KRDO.com. If you have any information, call 911 if you see this inmate. The Colorado Springs Metro Vice Team, along with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, has announced the results of a week-long illegal marijuana investigation. A total of 8 properties were searched in Colorado Springs, Calhoun, and Rush. Investigators seized 459 plants, 51 pounds of refined marijuana products, 8 firearms. There were no details about what prompted that sweep last week. President Joe Biden touting the latest job numbers today at the White House.
We learned that the economy created 943,000 new jobs in July. 943,000. The unemployment rate fell by 0.5% to 5.4%.
That's President Joe Biden speaking at the White House. ABC News will have much more on those numbers coming up in just a few. Denver International Airport today published passenger traffic data for June of 2021. For the first half of 2021, Denver served 24,700,000 passengers, a decline of 25% as it compared to the first half of 2019. That also represents a 55% increase over the first half of 2020, which saw airport's lowest passenger volumes of the COVID-19 pandemic. Springs police on the lookout for a suspect from an overnight carjacking. Crews were called to the area of East Pikes Peak Avenue and South Academy just after midnight. There were victims that were assaulted by 3 individuals in a business parking lot there. One of the attackers then took the victim's truck. There was no identification as far as the truck or a description of the individuals, but the investigation continues. And finally, a pair of social media influencers claiming they have made the world's largest Oreo cookie. Matt Matson has more.
Ross Smith and his 95-year-old grandmother baked the cookie in central Ohio and explained it weighs roughly 175 pounds. The current record for world's largest Oreo is about 160 pounds. The new cookie is also about 4 feet wide, making it more than 7,000 times bigger than a regular Oreo. Smith told WSYX-TV they also made the cookie to coincide with grandma's 95th birthday on August 1st. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Wow, that's a big Oreo, big Oreo cookie.
Still seeing a few isolated showers out there in central Colorado, but they'll clear out pretty quick overnight tonight. 58 degrees for our low, Colorado Springs, 61 in Pueblo. And for our Saturday, a lot of sunshine out there, but really hazy. And we're not under air quality alerts yet, but I can almost guarantee you we will be up and down the I-25 corridor. High temperatures to 88 degrees in Colorado Springs, 95 in Pueblo. On Sunday, the haze should clear out just a bit, but still light to moderate smoke possible. Sunny skies, 91 degrees in the Springs, Pueblo at 98. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.